this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode where we talked about the top remedies for head injuries. I hope you took some notes and stored that remedy knowledge away in your mind for any future incidents that you or your family might have. We're going to continue our episodes of discussing a popular symptom that many people encounter and deal with, and then share some of the top remedies for that specific symptom. After that, I will share all of the remedies we have used in our own home over the past week. And lastly, I will share an important way that you can get involved in helping to protect homeopathy. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. If you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. Again, that email address is honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I've seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I have learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. Okay, let's dive in. So today we are going to talk about colds and flus. We are getting ready to enter in what is known as cold and flu season, so I thought this would be a timely episode for us to talk about both of these sicknesses. Before we start, I want to make sure I'm clear that there are many, many remedies that can help with and be beneficial for someone suffering from a cold or flu. My goal today is to just share a few of the top remedies that are known and proven to help. We've all suffered from a cold at some point in our lifetime, and many of us have had the flu at least once. Although normally these sicknesses are not deadly, they are definitely not fun or something we want to deal with for long periods of time. This is where knowing the best remedies to take can be very beneficial in helping our body to overcome and heal in the most efficient way possible. Although many of the symptoms can be the same, today I'm going to share the top three homeopathic remedies for colds and then the top three remedies for the flu. Okay, for colds, the top three that I would recommend researching first to see if your symptom picture matches are, number one, aconite. This is a great remedy to take at the very first inkling that you might be coming down with a cold. This remedy paired with Bryonia 30 or 200 can actually help your body fight off from even coming down with a cold in the first place if taken soon enough. This is the best thing that can happen, obviously, is if we don't even catch the cold to begin with. Aconite is a great choice if the cold came about after exposure to dry, cold, windy weather. The second remedy to have on hand for colds is Allium Sepa. This remedy is made from the red onion and is known to help with allergy and cold symptoms. This remedy covers more of the symptoms that are usually present during a cold than any other remedy, so it's definitely a good place to start. The last remedy that I want to mention for colds, but please remember there are so many more, is Ferrum Fos. This is a great cell salt remedy to have on hand. It helps with all of the normal common cold symptoms, such as inflammation, cough, headaches. One other remedy I do want to mention before we move on to flus is the combination remedy for colds called Cold Calm, made by Boron. My family takes this remedy whenever we come down with a cold. It is a combination remedy of a lot of different remedies, all known to help with various symptoms of cold. So some of these include Allium Sepa, Apis, Belladonna, Nux Vomica, and many more. I highly recommend having some of this on hand. Okay, now let's talk about the top three remedies I would suggest to have on hand for the flu. There are many variations of the flu, so you would need to make sure your symptom picture actually matches the remedy that you choose. But for today's episode, I'm going to highlight the type of flu that is more respiratory. The first remedy I would have on hand is Eupatorium. Some of the key notes of this remedy is that it helps with violent, aching bone pains, chills, and fever. All symptoms that are associated with flu. The second remedy is Gelsemium. This remedy is great for muscular weakness, tiredness, soreness, dizziness, and drowsiness. This remedy is known to help with exhaustion. This is also the remedy that is known to help someone who has never been well since having the flu. The last remedy I want to talk about is oxcillococcinum. In my Materia Medica by Dr. Robin Murphy, under this remedy, it lists it helps with influenza, bronchitis, and coronavirus. Oxcillococcinum is a great remedy for the beginning stages of flu as a preventative, but can also be taken during to help with the symptoms. It's a good remedy to take for all types of flus. Well, there you have it. These are some of the top remedies to have on hand in order to be prepared for this cold and flu season. I hope this information has been helpful and gives you more confidence in what remedies to choose for colds and flus for yourself or your family this season. I so enjoy being able to share just a small bit of information of what a remedy is capable of doing. I do hope that by listening, you are encouraged to go and study on your own and do the work to learn even more to take care of yourself and your family. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So we've taken some time to learn about the top remedies to have on hand for colds and flus. Now we are going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. This week, I want to share two different instances that we used homeopathy in our home. The first one involved my daughter. And before I tell you this story, I do want to make the disclaimer that I swear we watch our daughter. I feel like every time I've gotten on the past few episodes, it's been some kind of injury she's incurred. So she is just one of those children who thinks she can do everything for herself and doesn't believe in danger. So she was actually climbing on one of our outdoor chairs and was trying to get down and fell. I think she sort of caught herself with her arms. Well, the next morning, I noticed that she didn't seem to be using her left arm to its full strength, almost like it was sprained. She didn't cry out in pain or anything, but she just wasn't putting her full weight on it. So I gave her a dose of Ruta and just watched her for the rest of the day. I was prepared to take her to the doctor if I didn't notice any improvement, but as the day progressed, I noticed her using it more and more, and by the next day, she seemed back to her normal self. The second instance this week that we used homeopathy involved myself and some back pain. So I had to make a longer car ride this week than I normally do, and my back was hurting during my drive. It's something that I've struggled with through the years. Going to the chiropractor has definitely helped tremendously, but still when I drive longer distances, it just flares up. I'm pretty sure it involves my sciatica. So I was driving along pretty much halfway through my car ride, and I was literally having to adjust my position every couple of minutes trying to get comfortable because it was hurting so bad. So I still had about an hour drive left before I got home, and I was super uncomfortable, and then I remembered I had my homeopathy kit in my diaper bag. So I pulled it out, and I took a dose of Hypericum because I knew the pain I was feeling was nerve pain, and Hypericum is known to address nerve pain. It didn't completely take it away, but it definitely took the edge off so that I could finish my drive without having to change positions every minute, which was what I needed. I'm very thankful for how homeopathy played a part in my family's health this week. Every week when I recall all of the remedies we have used and how it has helped our family, my heart just feels so grateful. I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you and learning about this amazing medicine. I hope you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Okay, so this week I want to encourage everyone who loves homeopathy to get involved in protecting this amazing medicine. I have shared before that I am involved in volunteering with the organization Americans for Homeopathy Choice. I wanted to share more information this week because registration is now open through October 8th to sign up for the HAT team and for anyone who desires to be a part in the mission to protect this medicine that we consider vital for our family's health. I want to share just a little bit from their website and marketing material about their mission and what is involved if you choose to volunteer. So their goal is to introduce a bill that will protect our long-term access to the full range of homeopathic medicines from a diversity of suppliers. So that is the goal of the organization, the goal of the HAT team. We're a grassroots organization. The training that they offer to their volunteers really is amazing. So they have built a streamlined training program, one that allows new advocates and current ones to progress through all of the material in an easy to follow fashion. And you have a state captain at your side with for any questions you might have along the way. This program is available especially for members of the homeopathy action team. So you get to work both individually and with other members in your state to complete all of the training on your own time. They do have due dates for some of the tasks, but they let you know very far in advance, and it only takes a short amount of time to complete them. They really want your experience to be flexible and empowering. They believe it is a transformative experience, and I can definitely attest to this. Being a part of the HAT team really does make you more knowledgeable about the issue and empowered to make a difference. I will include a webinar link in the show notes if you want to learn more. And if you're ready to join in, I'll include the registration link as well. This is such an important issue and one we need to fight to protect. We do this for our children's children, that they will always have access to homeopathy for themselves and their families. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I have mentioned in today's episode, or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a 5-star review. Whether you are listening on Google, Spotify, or Apple, your reviews really do make a difference to help share this podcast with others. Just a quick recap of today's show. Today we talked about the top remedies for colds, which are aconite, Allium sepa, and ferrum fos, and the top remedies for flus, which are Eupatorium, Gelsemium, and Oscillococcinum. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.